Imagine for a moment the incredible journey of a new medicine. It starts as, a groundbreaking idea, maybe just a molecule synthesized in a lab. And then, through years of rigorous testing and development, it eventually transforms into a life-saving treatment available to patients globally. That journey is long, incredibly complex, and frankly, fantastically expensive. But what if there was a crucial shortcut, not to the science itself, that has to be sorrow, but a shortcut to navigating that intricate, often bewildering path from lab to life? Today, we're going to take a deep dive into a company that acts as precisely that kind of shortcut, Medpace Holdings, Inc., trading under the ticker symbol MEDP. We've pored over a stack of sources, primarily an in-depth investment research analysis, and we're going to extract the most important nuggets of knowledge, all about this fascinating, perhaps somewhat unsung player in the contract research organization or CRO industry. You might not have heard of them before, but believe me, they are absolutely essential to modern medicine.
Yeah, that's a great point. And if you're wondering what exactly a CRO does, think of them as the unsung heroes behind virtually every new drug that comes to market. They don't invent the medicines, no, but they manage the crucial process of testing them in clinical trials. This means providing a really comprehensive suite of services for all phases of clinical development. From those very early phase I trials where a new drug is first introduced to maybe a small group of healthy volunteers just to assess safety, all the way through to post-market phase 5 studies, which monitor a drug's long-term effects and benefits after it's been approved and is, widely available to the public, it's an essential, rapidly growing, and surprisingly specialized part of modern medicine that, honestly, most people never see.
Right. So our mission today is to unpack what makes MedPay so unique in this critical sector, how it's positioned in what sounds like a massive global market, its impressive financial story, and what lies ahead for them. By the end of this deep dive, you'll walk away with a clear understanding of why this company is often seen as, a best-in-class operator in its field, and why it's a fascinating example of how niche focus can lead to outsized success. Let's jump in and really understand what makes MedPace tick. So let's begin by zeroing in on what truly sets MedPace apart in the highly competitive CRO landscape. It was founded way back in 1992 with this incredibly ambitious mission statement: to accelerate the global development of safe and effective medical therapeutics. Okay. Our sources describe it as a scientifically driven, global, full-service clinical contract research organization. That sounds like a lot of industry jargon, though. What is it about their actual approach that truly differentiates them and brings that mission to life?
Well, what really makes MedPace unique isn't just what they do, but how they do it. It's kind of encapsulated in their phrase, physician-led, high science, and disciplined operating approach. And this isn't just, a marketing slogan you see plastered on a website. It means the company is literally guided by doctors, leveraging their deep regulatory and therapeutic expertise across incredibly complex and specialized areas. We're talking about fields like oncology, right, where cutting-edge cancer treatments are developed, or cardiology, metabolic disease, neuroscience. These are tough areas. They integrate medical, regulatory, and operational expertise directly into trials from day one. So this isn't about simply outsourcing a task. It's about embedding a team with the highest level of scientific and medical understanding, to proactively identify and navigate challenges as they arise, often before they become major problems.
Okay, so it's a much deeper integration than just farming out work.
Exactly. And unlike many competitors who might offer services in silos, maybe just data management here or just patient recruitment there, MedPace provides an end-to-end full-service solution. They handle everything needed for a clinical trial from start to finish, from the very first patient to the final regulatory submission. This integrated model is designed to, increase research quality and speed while significantly reducing the client's need for duplicate management oversight. It positions MedPace not just as an outsourced vendor, but as a deeply embedded, highly consultative extension of its clients' own teams. That hands-on expert partnership is really a fundamental element of their value proposition.
That deep, physician-led integration really highlights their unique approach. It sounds like they're not just executing tasks, but truly guiding their clients through a complex process. Now, moving on to who precisely benefits most from this kind of comprehensive support. A defining feature of MedPace's corporate strategy is its deliberate, almost laser-like focus on small to mid-sized biotechnology and pharmaceutical companies. This focus is so central to their identity, they've even trademarked the slogan, "Trusted by Biotechie." Why this particular niche? Why not chase the huge pharma giants?
Well, this strategic alignment isn't just good marketing. It reflects a profound understanding of its target market's specific needs. Think about it. Small and emerging biopharma companies are often the primary engines of innovation in drug development. They're the ones bringing forward genuinely groundbreaking new therapies, often for rare diseases or highly specific cancers. However, these companies, while brilliant scientifically, often lack the extensive in-house infrastructure, the broad therapeutic expertise, and the regulatory experience that larger pharmaceutical behemoths like, say, a Pfizer or a Novartis might possess.
Right. They're lean and focused on the science.
Exactly. Which makes them incredibly reliant on a CRO partner that can provide comprehensive, consultative support, effectively becoming their entire clinical development arm in many cases. MedPace's full-service, physician-led model is explicitly designed to meet this exact need, offering a higher-touch, more integrated partnership. This is fundamentally different from the often more transactional, volume-based relationships that larger CROs typically have with large pharma sponsors who already have extensive in-house capabilities. And you see this focus clearly in their financials. Small biopharma clients accounted for an impressive 81% of their revenue year-to-date in 2025. It's a very specific and demonstrably very successful strategy that plays directly to their strengths and their clients' greatest needs.
It really sounds like they've carved out a space where they're indispensable to a specific type of client. And to serve these innovative clients, especially given the global nature of modern drug development, MedPace has built a substantial international presence. Headquartered in Cincinnati, Ohio, which is interesting, they have a significant global operational footprint. As of March 31st, 2025, they employed approximately 5,900 people across 44 countries, operating through 32 offices and 4 central laboratories. This global reach is absolutely crucial for their clients, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely vital.
It allows them to access diverse patient populations across continents and navigate varied international regulatory landscapes, which is absolutely critical for successful modern clinical development programs. A groundbreaking drug might need patients from a dozen different countries, each with its own rules and regs.
Precisely. And underpinning that global reach and the specific client focus is a very strong, consistent leadership vision. MedPace is a founder-led organization, which for a public company of its size is quite rare, actually. And it's often a powerful indicator of a stable, long-term strategy. Dr. August J. Troendle founded the company way back in July 1992 and has served as CEO and chairman of the board continuously since its inception. His background is really key here. Well, he previously served as a medical review officer at the US FDA. That's the primary drug regulator in the United States, of course. And also as a clinical development manager at Sandoz, which is now part of Novartis. So this direct hands-on experience at the FDA and in actual drug development directly informs the company's physician-centric and regulatory-focused operating philosophy. This type of founder-led characteristic often correlates with a consistent long-term vision, maybe less susceptible to short-term market pressures, and a strong, deeply ingrained corporate culture. The stability and expertise of the senior management team, many of whom have long tenures, further reinforce this disciplined culture. It provides a clear and steady hand at the helm, you know, for decades.
Okay, let's unpack this for a moment, because this next point is perhaps the most unique and defining aspect of MedPace's corporate history and strategy. It's their unwavering commitment to purely organic growth for over 3 decades. This is incredibly rare, especially in this industry, isn't it?
It truly is, yeah. To put it in context, the CRO industry is, well, notorious for massive transformative mergers and acquisitions. Think of the Quintiles and IMS Health merger that created IQVIA, or Icon's huge acquisition of PRA Health Sciences. These are multi-billion dollar deals that completely reshape the competitive landscape overnight. MedPace, by contrast, has deliberately and consistently avoided M&A. The company explicitly states this organic growth strategy is core to delivering consistency and stability while avoiding the disruptions associated with mergers and acquisitions. They see it as fundamental to their service delivery, their very identity, really.
And this organic growth-only philosophy isn't just a passive choice, is it? It sounds like an active strategic pillar that underpins their entire value proposition. Mm. I mean, large-scale M&A in the CRO space often leads to huge integration challenges, right? Harmonizing disparate IT systems, conflicting standard operating procedures, even divergent corporate cultures where employees from different companies suddenly have to mesh. Sounds like a logistical nightmare.
It often is, precisely. And these internal frictions, all that messy integration work, can manifest as inconsistent service delivery. Operational seams that are very noticeable to clients. This is particularly problematic for small biotech clients whose entire corporate value, their whole future sometimes, may hinge on the success of a single clinical trial. A glitch in service, a delay, or an inconsistency could be absolutely catastrophic for them. By exclusively growing organically, MedPace has cultivated a truly homogeneous internal culture and a single unified operational platform, including its proprietary ClinTrack technology suite. This internal consistency is the critical enabler of the seamless and integrated client experience it promises. Imagine like a symphony orchestra where every musician knows exactly how to play with every other musician, using the same sheet music, same understanding of the conductor's vision. That's what MedPace aims for.
That makes perfect sense. And this creates a powerful virtuous cycle, doesn't it? The consistent, high-touch, seamless service model attracts and retains its target client base, those innovative biotechs who need that certainty. And the success with this base, in turn, validates their continued focus on organic growth. This really represents a durable competitive advantage, a strong moat that is structurally difficult for its M&A-focused peers to replicate. It's a really unique approach in their sector. Now let's zoom out from MedPace itself and look at the bigger picture. The contract research organization industry, it's not some niche, obscure market. It's a massive and rapidly expanding segment of global healthcare. Our sources tell us it was valued at between, $82 billion and $85.5 billion in 2024. That's a huge market that many people probably don't even realize exists.
It is indeed, and the growth projections for this sector are incredibly robust. Forecasts project the market to expand significantly, reaching somewhere between $129.8 billion and maybe $175.5 billion by the 2029-2032 timeframe. To put that into perspective, this represents a projected compound annual growth rate, or CAGR, of 7.6% to 9.6%. Now, when we say CAGR, we're talking about the average annual growth rate over a specified period, giving us a clear sense of the momentum. This rate significantly outpaces global GDP growth, signaling a long-term structural shift in how biopharmaceutical R&D is conducted globally. North America, particularly the United States, remains the largest market, accounting for over 50% in 2024, primarily driven by a high concentration of biopharma companies and substantial R&D investment there.
So what's truly driving all this growth? What are the key engines behind this increasing demand for outsourced R&D services? It can't just be one single factor, right?
You're absolutely right, no. There are several fundamental drivers, kind of creating a perfect storm for CROs. Firstly, there's an expanding global R&D pipeline. The number of products in development has more than doubled in just a decade, surging from roughly 10,500 in 2013 to over 21,000 in 2023. This explosion in new drug candidates, especially from small and mid-sized biotech firms, creates a natural surge in demand for outsourced services because there simply aren't enough internal resources to manage it all.
Okay, more drugs in the pipeline equals more work for CROs.
Exactly. Secondly, rising R&D costs and complexity are a major factor. Bringing a new therapeutic to market is not only incredibly long and complex, but fantastically expensive. For context, phase A trials can cost around $4 million, phase II about $13 million, and phase III roughly $20 million per trial, sometimes much more. CROs help companies convert these high fixed costs of maintaining vast in-house infrastructure into more manageable variable costs. And as trial designs become more intricate, you know, targeting specific patient subpopulations or using novel endpoints, sponsors increasingly rely on the specialized therapeutic and operational expertise that CROs provide. And lastly, there's an increasing outsourcing penetration. This means biopharma companies are continuously outsourcing a greater proportion of their R&D, allowing them to focus on their core competencies like drug discovery and commercialization, rather than getting bogged down in the operational complexities of clinical trials. It's a strategic choice to leverage external expertise.
And are there other trends shaping this industry too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Beyond those foundational drivers, the CRO industry is also undergoing significant evolution driven by transformative trends. One is the widespread adoption of technology. The integration of AI for patient identification, electronic data capture systems, wearable biosensors, remote monitoring. It's fundamentally improving trial efficiency and quality, leading to faster enrollment and cleaner data. CROs that invest strategically in these technologies gain a significant edge. This also enables decentralized clinical trials, or DCTs. By reducing the need for patients to travel to study sites, maybe using remote monitoring or virtual consultations, DCTs make participation more convenient, broaden patient pools, and mitigate recruitment challenges, which is a perennial and costly problem in clinical research.
That makes sense, making it easier for people to participate.
Exactly. And finally, the shift towards precision and personalized medicine is a huge driver. This involves tailoring treatments based on an individual's genetic makeup or specific biomarkers. Think targeted therapies in oncology, where a drug only works for patients with a particular genetic mutation, or treatments for ultra-rare diseases. This drives demand for specialized CRO services, requiring sophisticated capabilities in genomics and biomarker development, which smaller biotechs often don't have in-house.
That's a lot of intricate pieces to navigate, and it sounds like the regulatory environment plays a huge, almost overwhelming role in why companies would outsource in the first place. The regulatory landscape, governed by agencies like the FDA in the US and the EMA in Europe, is truly a formidable factor. Stringent requirements for trial conduct, data integrity, patient safety, encapsulated in things like good clinical practice GCP, add immense layers of complexity and risk.
And this complexity is, as you said, a major driver for outsourcing. Biopharma sponsors, especially the smaller ones, simply cannot afford to get this wrong. A misstep in regulatory compliance can derail an entire drug development program, costing hundreds of millions of dollars in years of effort. They rely on CROs' deep regulatory expertise to navigate intricate submission and approval processes.
No.
CROs with strong regulatory track records essentially de-risk the entire development pathway, which is invaluable to their clients, allowing them to focus on the science rather than the endless paperwork.
Yeah, the stakes are incredibly high.
They really are. And what's particularly fascinating here, connecting back to MedPace, is how the industry's most powerful growth vectors are pointing directly toward MedPace's core strengths. The evolution of the drug development pipeline toward more complex, targeted therapies disproportionately benefits specialized high-science CROs like MedPace. Industry growth is increasingly fueled by precision medicine, cell and gene therapies, complex oncology trials. These aren't the large-scale, standardized phase 3 trials that the big CROs built their scale on years ago. Instead, they involve smaller, genetically defined patient populations and require a much deeper level of scientific and medical expertise to design and execute properly. MedPace's entire business model, with its physician-led and high-science approach, is purpose-built for these kinds of complex, cutting-edge programs. This strategic alignment means MedPace is not just growing with the market, but actively taking share in its most valuable and fastest-growing segments. It's a classic example of specializing to win.
So if we look at this vast CRO market, it really has a clear hierarchy, doesn't it? You've got a few massive publicly traded companies that command significant market share, often achieved through those aggressive mergers and acquisitions we talked about. Then below them, you have a more fragmented landscape of mid-sized and smaller niche providers. Where exactly does MedPace fit into this picture?
That's right. The major players are truly titans, almost household names within the healthcare industry, at least. You have IQVIA, the undisputed market leader, formed from that 2016 merger of Quintiles and IMS Health. They integrate vast data resources and tech with clinical services, reporting over $15 billion in revenue for 2024. Huge. Then there's Icon Pia, another top-tier global CRO that dramatically scaled up with its 2021 acquisition of PRA Health Sciences, reaching over $8 billion in 2024 revenue. And we also have Thermo Fisher Scientific, which acquired PPD, another leading CRO, in 2021 for a whopping $17.4 billion, integrating clinical research into its broader life science offerings. Other significant players include Syneos Health, which recently went private, Parexel, backed by private equity, and Charles River Laboratories, which is particularly strong in early phase development. These large competitors primarily serve huge pharmaceutical companies, often through what are called functional service provider or FSP models.
FSP models, what does that mean exactly?
It means they often offer specific siloed services, maybe just biostatistics for a trial, or just site monitoring, as part of a multi-vendor strategy employed by the big pharma client. They act more like a big outsourced department for a specific function rather than taking on the whole project.
Ah, okay, so that brings us back to MedPace's competitive moat, doesn't it? As we discussed, MedPace has carved out this distinct and incredibly defensible position, defined by its unwavering commitment to organic growth and its specialized focus on small and mid-sized biopharma. How does that contrast with the FSP model you just described?
It absolutely does, and the contrast is critical. MedPace's primary competitive advantage stems from their full-service outsourcing, or FSO, model, which is specifically tailored to the needs of its core client segment. Instead of providing just one piece of the puzzle, MedPace offers the entire solution, soup to nuts. This segment, as we've noted, is driving significant industry innovation, but crucially requires a high-touch, consultative partner to navigate the entire journey of complex clinical development. MedPace's physician-led approach provides this deep engagement, a fundamentally different offering from the more transactional FSP models favored by large pharma. It's like hiring a general contractor to build your whole house versus just hiring a plumber.
That's a good analogy.
And this specialized focus has translated into superior operational and financial metrics, including significantly higher revenue per employee and a vastly superior return on invested capital ROIC, which tells us how efficiently they're using shareholder money to generate profits. That ROIC is much better compared to FSP-heavy competitors like Icon and Fortrea. It's proof that their niche strategy is not just working, but winning financially too. And within that specialized focus, MedPace has cultivated deep expertise in the most active and complex areas of drug development. Their core therapeutic strengths include oncology, the study of cancer, cardiology, heart diseases, metabolic disease like diabetes, endocrinology, and central nervous system disorders such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. Looking at their revenue concentration for 2024, anti-cancer therapies accounted for a substantial 31% of revenue and alimentary metabolic diseases for 25% of revenue. This aligns perfectly with the industry's most robust research pipelines, like oncology, which is the single largest category of drugs in development right now. This deep, targeted expertise positions the company exceptionally well for sustained demand in high-growth, complex areas where that high-science approach is paramount.
That makes a lot of sense, aligning with where the research is hottest. And despite its niche focus on small to mid-sized biotechs, a segment where you might expect higher risk, MedPace has a surprisingly well-diversified client base. For the full year 2024, its top 10 customers collectively represented only 29% of total revenue, and no single customer accounted for more than 10%. That's a significant strength, isn't it? Especially when working with smaller, often venture-backed companies where maybe funding is less certain.
It absolutely is, particularly given the inherent high-risk, high-reward nature of early-stage biotech development. Clinical trials can fail. Funding can dry up suddenly. This low customer concentration provides significant stability and mitigates the risk associated with the potential failure of any single client's clinical program. If one client's drug unfortunately fails, it doesn't sink MedPace. They have a broad portfolio of clients and projects to fall back on. It's a key aspect of their risk management strategy in a pretty volatile industry.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, we can look to some key metrics from mid-July 2025 against its largest publicly traded competitors. This really illustrates MedPace's unique profile and why it stands out. We're not going to list out every single number here, but let's focus on what they tell us about the company.
Okay, let's break down the key insights from the numbers. MedPace is significantly smaller in terms of overall scale compared to the Titans. Its market capitalization is around $8.88 billion, with LTM, or last 12 months revenue, of $2.23 billion. LTM is crucial because it gives us the most up-to-date picture of their performance, cutting through any seasonal blips. Compare that to IQVIA, which has a market cap over $27 billion, and LTM revenue over $15 billion, or Thermo Fisher Scientific, with a massive $158 billion market cap and over $42 billion in revenue. So MedPace operates at a much different scale entirely, but that's precisely part of its appeal, you could argue.
Right, it's not trying to be everything to everyone.
Exactly. However, where MedPace truly shines and stands out is in its growth. Its LTM revenue growth rate is 9.87%, which is substantially higher than IQVA's 2.80%, Icon's 2.0%, or Thermo Fisher's almost flat 0.09%. That difference is stark. This clearly indicates that MedPace is gaining significant market share within the industry, outpacing its much larger peers. It's growing faster.
And what about profitability? Does the smaller size hurt them there?
Surprisingly, no. Despite its smaller scale, its profitability is very strong. MedPace's LTM EBITDA margin is 22.48%. EBITDA, remember, is earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, a key measure of operational profitability. MedPace's margin is right in line with or slightly better than IQVIA's 21.48% and only modestly below Thermo Fisher's 25.24%. This demonstrates robust profitability for a company of its size and focus. Now, when we look at valuation multiples like price to earnings or PE and enterprise value to EBITDA, MedPace's PE of 22.95 is slightly higher than IQVIA's, but lower than Thermo Fisher's. And on an EBITDA basis, MedPace trades at 17.69, which is comparable to Thermo Fisher's 17.08. So while it's not, dirt cheap, it's not dramatically more expensive than some of its much larger, slower growing peers, despite delivering clearly superior growth rates. This suggests that the market might not be fully appreciating its differentiated model yet.
This combination of high growth and strong profitability in a, relatively speaking, smaller package is a key characteristic of its investment profile. It really shows how its differentiated model leads to superior results, demonstrating that you don't necessarily have to be the biggest to be the best. Okay, let's take a historical deep dive into MedPace's financial performance over the past 5 years. Overall, the company has delivered truly exceptional results. We're talking rapid top-line growth, significant margin expansion, and robust cash flow. This isn't just a lucky streak. It clearly reflects successful execution of its strategy and the power of its unique business model.
Indeed. The revenue growth has been a real standout feature. From a base of $925.9 million in 2020, revenue surged to $2.11 billion in 2024. That's a compound annual growth rate of approximately 22.9%. That's huge. And this isn't just impressive, it's consistent. We saw strong double-digit growth year after year, consistently outpacing the overall CRO market growth, which again points to significant market share gains. This kind of consistent rapid growth in a fairly mature industry is very rare.
And did profits keep pace with that revenue growth?
They certainly did. This impressive revenue growth has also been accompanied by expanding profitability. Their net income more than doubled in just 3 years, climbing from $181.8 million in 2021 to $404.4 million in 2024. This really demonstrates their efficient scaling. They're not just growing revenue, they're converting it into actual profit very effectively. Diluted earnings per share, or EPS, grew even faster, from $4.81 in 2021 to $12.63 in 2024. That's a remarkable 38.0% annual growth rate. This was boosted not only by rising net income, but also by their aggressive stock repurchases, which reduced the number of shares outstanding, thus increasing the earnings attributable to each remaining share. Their cash flow from operations also showed robust growth, from $158.4 million in 2020 to $490.5 million in 2024, indicating they're generating plenty of cash from their core business operations. To give you a quick snapshot of this trajectory from 2020 to 2024, revenue grew from under $1 billion to over $2 billion. Impressive. Revenue growth percentage remained consistently in strong double digits, peaking at 29.2% in 2023. Operating margin expanded significantly from 16.6% to 22.6%. So they're becoming much more efficient at turning sales into profit before interest and taxes. Their net margin, the actual profit they keep from every dollar of revenue, increased from 13.5% to 19.2%, also great. And their diluted EPS surged from $3.29 to $12.63. These numbers collectively paint a very, very compelling picture of exceptional financial health and strong execution of their strategy.
So the margins have really been improving.
Yes. Their profitability and margin trajectory are a key strength. After maybe a slight dip in 2021, both operating and net margins have trended strongly upward, reaching record levels in 2024. The operating margin expanded significantly to 22.6% in 2024, up from 19.2% the prior year, and the net income margin reached 19.2% in 2024. That's a substantial jump. This margin expansion points directly to increasing operational leverage and a favorable business mix. Operational leverage means that as their revenue grows, their profits grow even faster because their fixed costs are spread over a larger revenue base. Their non-GAAP profitability metric, EBITDA margin, tells a similar story. 22.8% for full year 2024, a significant 3.6 percentage point improvement from 2023. And this high profitability was sustained even into Q2 2025 at 21.6%. This superior margin profile is a direct consequence of Medpace's strategic choices. By focusing on higher value, full service contracts with smaller clients, they likely face less commoditized pricing pressure. Moreover, their organic growth strategy avoids those significant integration costs and operational inefficiencies common to acquisitive peers, which often drag on margins for years after a big deal.
This raises an important question we touched on earlier. What does it truly mean for a company of Medpace's size to be virtually debt-free in today's market? Is that even common?
It's remarkable, honestly. Truly an anomaly for a publicly traded company of its scale. As of Q1 2025, Medpace was effectively debt-free. This lack of financial leverage provides enormous operational flexibility. They don't have to worry about interest payments or refinancing debt, especially in a rising rate environment. It significantly reduces their financial risk, especially during economic downturns. And crucially, it allows the company to dedicate its entire free cash flow to reinvestment in the business for organic growth and, importantly, shareholder returns.
So they have cash on hand, too.
Yes, they maintained a healthy cash position of $669.4 million at the end of 2024. While this balance was lower at the end of Q2 2025, down to $46.3 million, this was directly due to an enormous and deliberate deployment of capital towards share repurchases, which we'll discuss more later. But the key is that their ability to generate substantial operating cash flow, $148.5 million in Q2 2025 alone, ensures quick replenishment of cash reserves while funding operations and capital allocation priorities. This pristine balance sheet is a testament to the capital-light nature of the CRO business model and Medpace's disciplined financial management. It gives them a huge advantage in navigating market uncertainties and seizing opportunities.
So Medpace's impressive growth trajectory is a direct result of its ability to consistently win new business and efficiently execute existing contracts. As an organic growth-only company, its performance purely reflects market share gains and underlying CRO market growth. How do we measure their ability to keep winning new business? What are the key indicators here for us to watch?
The key indicators we closely monitor are net new business awards and the resulting book-to-bill ratio. This ratio, calculated by dividing new business awards by the revenue recognized in the period, serves as a crucial leading indicator of future revenue. A ratio above 1.0x indicates that the company is winning new contracts faster than it is completing existing ones, thus growing its backlog of future work. It's like a construction company getting new orders faster than it's finishing buildings. For FY 2024, Medpace secured $2.23 billion in net new business awards, yielding a healthy book-to-bill ratio of 1.06x, solid. In Q2 2025, this positive trend continued with a 1.03x book-to-bill on $620.5 million in new awards. This demonstrates consistent commercial momentum and a growing pipeline of future revenue, which gives them strong visibility into their next few years of operations.
And looking ahead, where does the growth come from?
Well, looking ahead, Medpace has several well-defined avenues for continued growth, leveraging its established strengths. First, there's significant opportunity to deepen therapeutic area leadership. They are already strong in areas like oncology and metabolic diseases, but there's more market share to capture there, as well as in adjacent fields like immunology and rare diseases, all of which are heavily driven by biotech innovation. Second, they can achieve continued market share gains in the biotech niche, as small and mid-sized biopharma remains the core of novel drug development. Medpace's differentiated, high-touch model is uniquely well-positioned to continue taking share from both larger, less nimble competitors and smaller CROs that lack its global scale and deep expertise. Third, technology and service expansion will be key. Further investment in AI-driven tools for trial optimization and platforms for decentralized clinical trials can enhance efficiency and create new, value-added service offerings, aligning with the broader digital transformation of clinical research. And finally, there are significant opportunities for international market penetration, especially in the Asia-Pacific region, which is identified as the fastest-growing geographical market for CRO services due to its large patient populations and evolving regulatory environments.
So, plenty of exciting opportunities for growth. But of course, with growth, especially in a dynamic industry like this, come inherent risks and challenges. What should we be watching out for here? What could potentially slow Medpace down?
Yeah, that's a very important point. The biggest risk for Medpace is its biotech funding environment. Their heavy concentration in the small to mid-sized biotech sector makes them particularly sensitive to the cyclical nature of biotech funding. These companies rely heavily on access to capital markets, venture capital, public offerings to fund their drug development. A prolonged downturn in biotech financing could lead to project delays, cancellations, and definitely slower new business awards for Medpace. It's so crucial, in fact, that Medpace's CEO acknowledged this directly in Q1 2025, stating funding difficulties were a bigger issue than drug failures themselves, which is quite a statement.
Wow, yeah. What else?
Then there's intensifying competition. As the biotech segment remains innovative and attractive, larger CROs are increasingly targeting these clients, potentially leading to greater competition and maybe pressure on pricing and margins for Medpace. And finally, talent acquisition and retention is a crucial aspect. The CRO industry is fundamentally talent-based. It relies on highly skilled clinical research associates, project managers, medical experts. Attracting, training, and retaining experienced personnel is absolutely critical. As we'll discuss, there is some conflicting external information regarding Medpace's employee turnover, which represents a potential operational risk if not managed effectively. It's certainly a factor to monitor.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting and perhaps a bit counterintuitive. After a cautious tone in Q1 2025 regarding that biotech funding issue, leading to an initial full-year 2025 revenue growth guidance of a pretty modest 1.5% to 6.2%. Medpace issued a dramatic upward revision just 3 months later in Q2. The new guidance projects full-year revenue growth of a much more robust 14.7% to 19.5%. That's a massive shift in just one quarter. What could possibly explain such a rapid positive reversal. It is indeed a significant and rapid reversal, yeah. And it suggests more than just a marginal improvement in broader market conditions. It strongly implies that Medpeace's competitive position may actually be strengthening because of the challenging environment.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. In a tight funding market, biotech companies simply cannot afford to risk their most valuable assets, their clinical programs, right?
Right.
Which represent years of work and potentially billions in future revenue.
Yeah.
They can't risk those with second-tier CROs. This creates what we call a flight to quality.
Ah, the flight to quality.
Exactly. Well-capitalized biotechs with promising clinical programs are consolidating their business with the most reliable, efficient, and operationally excellent partners. Medpace's sterling reputation, its physician-led model, and its fortress balance sheet make it a prime beneficiary of this trend. They are seen as the safe pair of hands when the stakes are highest.
Therefore, this dramatic guidance revision may be an early, powerful indicator of accelerated market share gains driven by its status as a best-in-class operator.
It's like that saying, when the tide goes out, you see who's swimming naked, and Medpace is clearly fully clothed and leading the way. Medpace's capital allocation strategy is, well, it's a model of simplicity and discipline, enabled by its robust free cash flow generation and virtually debt-free balance sheet. Their priorities are crystal clear. First, they ensure sufficient reinvestment to support strong organic growth, ensuring they continue to innovate and expand their capabilities organically. This means spending on R&D, infrastructure, hiring the best talent. Second, and this is where it gets interesting for investors, they aim to return all excess capital to shareholders. And they do this primarily through an aggressive and consistent share repurchase program.
Share buybacks are clearly the central pillar of Medpace's strategy for returning capital to shareholders then. The company has a long history of systematically reducing its share count, thereby increasing earnings per share and returning value directly to shareholders, rather than, say, paying out a cash dividend.
This commitment has been particularly evident recently, demonstrating strong conviction from management. In Q4 2024, they repurchased $174.2 million of stock. Okay. This accelerated dramatically in 2025, with a massive $518.5 million in share repurchases in Q2 2025 alone, totaling an extraordinary $908.4 million for the first 6 months of the year.
Wow, nearly $1 billion in 6 months.
Yeah. To give you some context, that's nearly $1 billion returned to shareholders in half a year for a company with a market capitalization of around $9 billion at the time. That's a very significant percentage of the company they're buying back. The board has also consistently refreshed repurchase authorizations, for example, $600 million in February 2025 and a further $1 billion in April 2025. As of June 30, 2025, there was still $826.3 million remaining under the current authorization, indicating continued aggressive repurchases are likely.
The sheer scale of these buybacks, nearly $1 billion in 6 months for a company of its size, is an exceptionally bold and confident capital allocation decision. This action, concurrent with the raised full-year guidance we just discussed, strongly suggest management believes shares are trading at a substantial discount to their true intrinsic value. It provides a tangible driver of value for shareholders and a very strong signal of conviction from the company's leadership. They're literally putting their money where their mouth is.
Absolutely. And in terms of other capital allocation, Medpace does not pay a cash dividend and has stated it has no plans to initiate one. Preferring to retain earnings for reinvestment in the business and those aggressive buybacks. Similarly, their M&A strategy is highly circumscribed, aligning perfectly with their organic growth philosophy. While they may consider selective strategic bolt-on acquisitions, meaning small, very specific acquisitions that add a particular capability or maybe a client base, there's no indication of pursuing large transformative M&A like its competitors. This approach further frees up cash flow for shareholder returns and crucially maintains their distinct operational integrity and cohesive culture that we discussed earlier as being so important.
Now let's turn our attention to how well Medpace is actually executing on its strategy day to day. For a services business like this, assessing execution through metrics like backlog conversion and new business awards is crucial. It tells us if they're not just winning work, but actually getting it done efficiently and effectively. So how are they doing on this front?
Well, Medpace's ability to win new business remains strong, which is the primary indicator of demand and future growth, right? In Q2 2025, they reported $620.5 million in net new business awards, representing a solid 12.6% increase year over year. Good sign. This resulted in a healthy 1.03x book-to-bill ratio, meaning they're booking more new work than they're completing, always a good sign for future revenue visibility. Their ending backlog, which represents the total value of contracted yet-to-be-earned revenue, stood at a substantial $2.87 billion as of June 30, 2025. This provides significant visibility into their future revenue streams, essentially giving them a clear runway of work already secured.
Okay, so the pipeline looks good, but how quickly are they working through it?
That's where the backlog conversion rate comes in. And perhaps the most critical operational indicator here is how quickly that backlog is converted into recognized revenue. In Q2 2025, MedPace reported a backlog conversion rate of 21.2%. That's a notable increase from 18.2% in the prior year period. A rising conversion rate is a powerful sign of improving execution. It means projects are progressing more efficiently, timelines are being met or even accelerated, and the company is leveraging its operational infrastructure more effectively. This efficiency gain directly drives the margin expansion we've seen in their financial results. They're getting more bang for their buck, operationally speaking.
So what does this all mean for their most important asset? Their people. As a professional services organization, MedPace's success fundamentally depends on the quality and experience of its employees, the doctors, the researchers, the project managers. Assessing employee retention is critical, but the available data here seems to present a bit of a conflicting picture. What are we actually seeing?
Yeah, it's definitely a point that warrants close attention and maybe some nuance. On one hand, the company's own 2022 Corporate Responsibility Report states that it benchmarks turnover and is pleased that we regularly fall below the average rate for the CRO industry. Okay, that sounds positive. Data from the career website Zipia also reports high retention rates and an average employee tenure of 4.3 years. This paints a picture of stability, at least for some cohort. However, on the other hand, data from the employee review platform comparably assigns MedPace a D retention score, which places it in the bottom 10% of similarly sized companies, according to their data. And anecdotal reports on public forums sometimes suggest a reputation for high turnover and a demanding, what some describe as a trial-by-fire corporate culture.
That's quite a discrepancy. How do we reconcile that? This discrepancy warrants careful consideration, especially for a company so reliant on human capital. It's possible maybe that MedPace fosters a high-performance culture that, while undeniably demanding, perhaps rewards and retains top performers exceptionally well, leading to a stable core of long-tenured, highly experienced experts, even if overall turnover in other areas might be higher. Just speculating. However, the risk that a consistently challenging work environment could lead to a loss of valuable experienced talent cannot be dismissed. And it certainly remains a key factor to monitor going forward. It highlights that potential tension between driving high performance and maintaining employee well-being.
Yeah, that's a fair assessment. And while specific client retention rates aren't publicly disclosed, which would be ideal for analysis, we can infer strong and enduring client relationships from their consistent growth and strategic focus. The Trusted by Biotech slogan isn't just marketing. It reflects a core promise and likely a reality for many clients. The high percentage of revenue from small to mid-sized biotech suggests repeat business and deep customer loyalty. This client base, being so deeply reliant on its CRO partner for comprehensive support, is much more likely to form long-term strategic partnerships rather than just transactional one-off projects, which might be more common with larger pharma companies dealing with multiple vendors. Furthermore, company case studies, while obviously selective by nature, do highlight successful outcomes in achieving critical enrollment timelines and reducing screen failure rates, which points directly to a strong focus on quality execution and delivering results for clients. When you hit those crucial milestones for small biotechs, you become invaluable.
Okay, let's move to how MedPace is valuing the market today. Looking at multiple base valuation, MedPace currently trades at a price to earnings, or PE, ratio of approximately 23.0x to 24.4x based on its trailing 12-month earnings. Now, this is a significant discount to its own historical valuation. Its 5-year average PE is 31.0x, and its 9-year historical average is even higher at 40.5x. This suggests considerable multiple compression has occurred, meaning the market is valuing its earnings at a lower rate than it used to, despite its strong recent performance.
That's a crucial observation, yeah, and it immediately raises questions. When we compare it to its peers, the picture becomes even more nuanced. Its PE is slightly higher than IQVIA, which trades around 21.5x, but it's actually lower than Thermo Fisher Scientific, which is around 25x. On an enterprise value to EBITDA or EBITDA basis, MedPace trades at approximately 17.7x, which is comparable to Thermo Fisher's 17.1x. EBITDA is often preferred by analysts because it accounts for debt and cash and is less affected by accounting choices than PE. The central question here for any potential investor is whether MedPace's current multiples adequately reflect its clearly superior business profile. You know, its faster revenue growth, its higher returns on capital, and its pristine debt-free balance sheet. Standard valuation theory would suggest a premium for a company with these characteristics, but its valuation isn't dramatically higher than the group average right now. This might suggest an opportunity, or might suggest that the market remains cautious about the cyclical nature of biotech funding.
So beyond just comparing multiples, what other fundamental factors support its value?
Well, beyond these relative multiples, several fundamental considerations support the company's intrinsic value, regardless of current market sentiment. First, the sustainable growth rate. The dramatically raised guidance for 2025, projecting that 14.7% to 19.5% revenue growth, provides a strong near-term anchor. Long-term sustainability will depend on the continued health of the biotech funding cycle and the company's ability to continue gaining market share. Second, there's significant margin potential. The business has demonstrated impressive operational leverage, leading to consistent margin expansion with potential for further improvement from scaling its efficient integrated platform. This means that as they grow, potentially more of each new revenue dollar drops to the bottom line. Finally, the capital intensity and free cash flow profile is excellent. The CRO business model is inherently capital light, meaning it doesn't require massive investments in physical assets like factories for growth. This results in very high conversion of EBITDA to free cash flow, which directly fuels their aggressive share repurchase program and builds intrinsic value per share over time. They are generating a lot of cash that they can put straight to work for shareholders.
Let's think through what the future might hold, maybe with a qualitative scenario analysis. How could this play out for Medpace?
Okay. In a bull case scenario, we'd see the biotech funding environment stabilize and then improve, providing a strong tailwind for new business across the industry. Medpace's flight to quality momentum accelerates, allowing it to take significant market share from its competitors. In this scenario, we'd expect Medpace to continue delivering strong double-digit revenue growth with potentially expanding margins. The market would then recognize its superior profile and re-rate its valuation multiple upward, perhaps closer to its historical average, maybe in the 30x PE range or even higher.
Okay, that's the optimistic view. What about a more middle-of-the-road case?
In a base case, the biotech funding environment remains challenging but stable, so no significant downturn, but no big boom either. Medpace executes well, growing revenue in the high single digits to low double digits, moderately ahead of the overall CRO market, but not dramatically so. Margins remain stable at current high levels, and aggressive share repurchases continue to drive high single digit to low double digit EPS growth. In this scenario, the valuation multiple would likely remain roughly where it is, maybe in the low 20s PE range.
And the downside, the bear case.
Finally, in a bear case, a severe and prolonged downturn in biotech funding leads to a significant slowdown in new business awards. Medpace's book-to-bill ratio might fall below 1.0x for multiple quarters, indicating a shrinking backlog, which would be a worry. Increased competition could lead to pricing pressure and margin compression. Revenue growth decelerates to low single digits or even flatlines. And the market derates the stock's valuation multiple significantly, perhaps into the mid-teens PE range, reflecting higher perceived risk and slower growth.
So, we've identified that the primary risk is its significant exposure to the cyclical biotech funding environment. That seems clear. However, this risk is substantially mitigated by their recent strong performance and that increased guidance, which clearly shows resilience even in tougher times. Their fortress balance sheet, with effectively no debt, allows them to navigate downturns from a position of strength, without the pressure of looming debt payments that might affect competitors. And their well-diversified client base, with no single customer accounting for more than 10% of revenue, significantly reduces the impact of individual client failures, which is a real possibility in early-stage drug development. Other risks to monitor include talent acquisition and retention, given that conflicting data we discussed is a key monitor point intensifying competition, regulatory and compliance risks. Potential legal and litigation risks, like the investigation by the Shao law firm that our sources mentioned, technology disruption, and international currency risks inherent in global operations.
So, in summary, Medpace is indeed a best-in-class operator with a truly unique and durable competitive moat. It really stands out. Its physician-led full-service model is precisely tailored to the needs of innovative small and mid-sized biotech companies. Its 30-year commitment to organic growth creates a remarkably cohesive culture and seamless service delivery, actively avoiding the disruptions common at its M&A-driven peers. This translates directly into superior financial performance. Industry-leading revenue growth, high and expanding profitability, and that exceptional debt-free balance sheet.
And the growth drivers look solid too.
Yes, the growth is further driven by the ongoing structural trend of R&D outsourcing. Medpace's deep expertise in high-growth therapeutic areas like oncology and metabolic diseases is key. And its undeniable reputation for quality and financial stability makes it a clear flight to quality beneficiary during market volatility. All of this is supported by a robust backlog and strong new business awards recently. For monitoring, key metrics to watch closely include net new business awards and the book-to-bill ratio, the backlog conversion rate, EBITDA and net income margins, share repurchase activity, and management commentary on the broader biotech funding and competitive landscape. Potential catalysts for further upside include consistent achievement of its raised 2025 guidance, further large-scale share repurchase authorizations, and any signs of stabilization or improvement in broader biotech capital markets.
So wrapping it up, what's the overall takeaway?
Overall, Medpace Holdings, Inc. presents a really compelling case as a high-quality growth company. The investment question ultimately balances this exceptional business quality with the cyclical risks inherent in its target market. The current valuation, which is below its historical averages despite its superior performance, may not fully reflect its unique strengths and growth potential. It appears to be an attractive investment for those with long-term horizons, folks willing to navigate potential near-term biotech volatility to own what looks like a best-in-class operator. With a clear runway for sustained, profitable growth and a proven commitment to shareholder value through those buybacks. #tag tag outro.
So we've taken a deep dive into Medpace, uncovering how its unique, physician-led organic growth strategy positions it as an indispensable powerhouse for small and mid-sized biotech companies, translating into impressive financials and a fortress balance sheet. It truly provides that crucial shortcut for navigating complex drug development.
Yeah, and this raises an important question for you, the listener. The next time you read about a new drug breakthrough or a novel treatment for a complex disease, consider the intricate, often invisible web of specialized partners like Medpace that are absolutely essential to bringing that innovation to life. What stands out to you about how a company can carve out such a successful and resilient niche in a complex, vital industry simply by doing things a little differently and arguably a lot better?
We hope this deep dive has given you a fresh perspective and some surprising insights into the world of drug development and the companies making it happen. Keep asking those big questions, and we'll keep unpacking the answers. Until next time.